Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Stop into Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks for our great deal. It's the manager's two-meal special for $9.99. A chicken sandwich, regular fries, and four wings bone-in or boneless. And you can add a drink for just a dollar more. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through, or have it delivered. Order online at charlies.com. Get them today at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 US 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 US 19, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 US 19 at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Okay, so I'm going to point.
Hello.
Who are you?
Hello, I'm Brandon with Cruelly Windows and Doors.
And who are you?
I'm Ty with Supreme Gutter Guard.
So you can see how you guys can work together on the same project, man. Rebuilding a house. Have you guys already connected?
Oh, no. Yeah, we've been talking. Done. I've been coming up with so many ideas.
Get closer to the mic. The thing is, that's the networking part of this thing. Is last week, I had my real estate lady, Sharon, and she did a deal with a client of mine. And they already signed the papers, right? So like she makes 3% on a deal, right?
Right.
So he's looking to spend like $400,000. So 3% of 400 would be a $12,000 commission.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's nice. Took a change.
Right?
Yeah.
And she made that deal last week because of networking here at the radio station.
Very good. Wow.
So like normally there are more people here too, actually, right? But in this particular case, we had a few people that couldn't show up. So like when you guys, first thing I asked you, did you guys think you could network together?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely, absolutely. Especially when it comes to windows. You know, you've got windows on the second floor. You have, we need roof access where we're putting up ladders and having to take down screens. I definitely need a professional who can do the screen work to put them back up. No, absolutely.
And we are beyond this gutter guy. We do pavers, screen, carport, pretty much most thing outside. So a guy like me is very useful for a lot of contractors.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And even when it comes to sliding glass door removal, I mean, the new tracks of these new impact sliding glass doors that are required here in Pinellas, in Florida pretty much in general, it's most of it, are much wider. So a lot of cases, people have storm drains that need to be rerouted to fit these new sliding glass doors. And that's exactly what we're speaking about. And that's one of the services you provide.
Yep.
Awesome.
Basically, we take the water, whatever, from the rooftop down to the downspout and connect it to a drain and push it away.
That is fantastic.
And we call that water bender.
Okay.
Yeah, see? So, like, why is it important to have your gutters done correctly?
Simple. You don't want to ruin your house. Because generally, gutters protect the foundation of the house and also the roof of the house. The house is, one of your biggest investments. The roof is second biggest. You don't want any water to back up. And they call it tiger tail when the water backed up and then go back behind the gutters and it create more moisture back down there. It rotted out the woods and eventually it would rot everything, all the wood attached to the roof. And then if they overflow with water, then they go down the foundation, it wash the foundation, and you don't want a sinking house. It's a very sinking feeling when you do that, so.
Yeah, what about mold, too? Doesn't that create mold?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the next point.
What happens there?
Mold, because, Florida is abundant of moisture and heat. That's two ingredients that create a ton of mold.
Yep.
And mold, is extremely dangerous if left unchecked. Mm-hmm. So gutters, with proper gutters, and also, if needed, gutter guard to keep everything out of the gutter and make sure the water, make sure the gutter flow properly. And when beyond that, when the water flow down the downspout, you have to get that water away from the house. Because, I don't think anyone want a swimming pool inside a house. The last time I checked, it's not fun. So we do, there's some houses that we can't, just leave the water there. So then we had to go underground. We become a mole. Now we're going to dig and move that water wherever that we need to get ready to move it to. And that's the part that is the part that we specialize in the best.
Wow, we gotta, see? Yeah. And it's all too.
Yep.
It's like pay me now or pay me later.
Yep. I mean, now gutters are cheap compared to, lift your house. Literally, we went to one job. I walked in and I saw a bill for $35,000 to lift the house, half of the house. And we installed a gutter on that half. And I say, why you want to do the other half? Mm-hmm. Don't need it yet. So I guess they're waiting for to pay another $35,000 to lift the other side. So
yeah, it's like the guy that I deal with, a good friend of mine. He owns 5 Boost Mobile.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
So he said that there was a. Is there someone on the line? No.
Nope. Not yet.
Okay. I saw you shake your head. So
I'm just agreeing with your story.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good. That's what you get paid for, right?
Yeah. Exactly. To just sit here and nod.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You do it well.
I need one of those.
I need
part. Right. You know, he's a good young man. He graduated from college in broadcasting. Tell him a little bit about who you are.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the degree was stage management. The broadcasting came from sitting here watching and doing a apprenticeship type thing.
Well, good. Wow. But stage, what is the difference between working in broadcast?
Well, stage management's all live events, theatrical and that kind of stuff.
So. Right. So you definitely have the degree from college.
Yes, I do have it. Yes. Real piece of paper. Yes.
It exists. Yeah.
It's kind of funny here. We only hire people with college degrees, but yet that doesn't mean that you have to have a college degree to be a good person. Right? Oh. To be a go-getter.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is an indicator that you can take on a project and complete it.
Yep.
Right? And that's what I look for. Mm. Right?
Absolutely.
How many people take on projects and don't complete it?
I see a few.
Right. Could you, and then follow policy too, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? There's a simple policy to follow. Mm. Sometimes there was in Japan, they came into the plants at GMC in the 70s, mm-hmm. right? And they saw the signs, the GMC at the time, I think it's GMC, is that the right name?
Yep.
Is that how to say it? They would say how GMC went, the country went. That was the saying, that's how big they were.
Mm-hmm.
They handled all the finance and in-selling the cars. And what they saw all the signs were is if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because they're number one. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Japan put, when they seen that, this is the guy that was the head of Toyota said, he was interviewed on Larry King. What do you think the signs are that Japan made for Toyota?
What's that?
If it ain't broken, improve it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Get complacent. Right?
Get complacent. Remember, because we were making all those big cars in the 70s.
Yep.
And then what happened? It was the gas shortage.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden people realized. And what Japan did is they had those efficient cars that were good on gas mileage.
Celica, the tiny one.
Yeah. And then they import 100% of their oil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%. They have no resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how World War II started, actually. People, because who wins is the victor tells the story, right? And what we did is we embargoed Japan to where we put our ships out there where in 1940 we didn't allow them to have anybody get oil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then what happened was they had enough and they attacked us in Pearl Harbor. And that was part of the reason. And that was, I saw an interview with the premier, whoever he was, but that story is not told in America, right? Why did they attack Pearl Harbor? Is because they import 100% of their oil.
I see.
Right? Yeah. You get that?
Yep.
Yeah. So what happened was, so Toyota, he made the thing where he called it the Cub, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he worked. No, not Toyota. What's the other one? Honda.
Honda.
Right, I mix up the names, so take the story as it goes.
Okay.
But I wrote the book. I read the book, and I can't remember if it was Honda or Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So when the planes would fall down, mm-hmm. right, what he would do is he would take the metal from the planes.
Oh.
And he pawned his wife's jewelry, right? And he made what was called the Cub.
Mm-hmm.
And what he made was the first four-cylinder, like, motorcycle.
Oh,
really?
Hmm. Right. I think it was Honda now.
Yeah, yeah.
So now he had to put, why do you think he had to put syrup in the gasoline a little bit? Because if you wasted gasoline in any way, mm-hmm. you would be put to death because they import 100% of their oil.
Wow.
So he had to put it so it would smell like turpentine.
Okay.
Right? So now, was it that he had a lot of money, Honda?
Uh-huh.
No. Well, he was living in a garage, and he pawned his wife's jewelry to get this, develop this Cub. And then he had to handwrite all these like diagrams out, not like where we copy everything or email. He had to handwrite out like 200 of them, diagrams, and sent it out to investors. I don't even know how I got on this story. But anyhow, the bottom line is that Honda now employs over 100,000 people.
Yep.
Over 100,000.
Crazy, wow. Huh?
That is
and,
so crazy.
And is it because, here's, I'm going to ask you the questions. Yeah. Was it because he was rich?
Mm-mm.
Was it because he had a lot of gasoline to work with?
Mm-mm.
Is it he had the war materials? He actually had to get the war materials from planes that were shot down.
Yeah, no.
What was it that made him succeed?
It was his pure will to get something meaningful done.
Passion.
His passion, yeah. Exactly.
Motivation.
And I absolutely guarantee you one word he doesn't use is can't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right, and then what we do is we see all these people that succeed in life, right?
Right.
And like I'd like to talk to you where you're at,
sure.
Right? But we see all these people that succeed in life, like the Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you know his story? He started when he was 66 years old.
Yeah.
He crisscrossed the United States, sleeping in his car.
Wow.
And do you know there were commitment papers put out for him to be committed by his family?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. No.
Right. And every one of his deals he did it on a handshake.
Yeah.
And what he did is he finally got these brothers in Kentucky that had two chicken locations to agree to do his secret recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what he put in each bag without people asking? He put in a pint of gravy.
Hmm.
Now, why do you think he put a pint of gravy in each bag?
Hmm.
A lot of time is enticement. Or something different, and I do that too when I was in the food business. It's you always put something there, extra in there, just and so that way people kind of pique curiosity. What is this
right.
for?
I had this Chinese lady that did that for me,
yep.
And she's no longer there, and I fell in love with her. I know that sounds crazy. She was married and had kids and all that. I'm just saying to you.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be different types of love, right?
Yeah.
But I fell in love with her because. You know, I get home and there'd be two extra egg rolls.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds so stupid, right?
No, it's not.
But I was just like, my God, she put two extra egg rolls.
I love egg rolls.
So anyhow, the reason why he put the pint of gravy in so the bag would be heavy.
Okay.
This is what he said in the book, right? So then when he went to sell it, do you know he was 66 years old, he was sleeping in his car. Do you know there's not a metropolis in the United States that has 20,000 homes or more that doesn't have a KFC? Was it because that he was rich? If he's sleeping in his car, apparently he wasn't. Right. Was it because he was young?
Nope.
What was it?
Motivation.
It's absolutely motivation.
Willpower.
Absolutely. You're a force. You become a force, and you put something, your mind to something. And I mean, you look at these big moguls like down here. You have Grant Cardone, for example, who is on track to become a billionaire in himself for real estate and sales training.
Yeah.
And just for until he was, I believe, 40 years old, he was living in his or not living, but he was still driving the same car he drove in the 90s. But at that point, he was a multimillionaire. But it's just a sheer force and having so much momentum and going the right direction, having a vision. That's absolutely what it is. You got to do something different. If you want to live like no other, you have to act like no other.
Very good.
Mine is very simple. It's something new. Every day is something new. That's what drives me. And if you keep me, say, Ty, I give you a job and I give you, you know, say $100,000. Do the same job every day. No thanks. It doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I have to do something in life, and I teach my kid this too. You have to find something to do that brings you enjoyment, and that become a hobby. My work is not work. It's just a hobby. Our hobby is solving issues, and issues is water down here.
Yes.
Water, or could be anything outside. Could be water, could be shade, could be anything. And every day is a new thing for me.
Absolutely.
And that brings me so much joy. To do what I do, period.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. And we share that same exact thing. Down here, there's so many problems with water. You know, you're dealing with the gutters and rerouting and screen work, and I'm dealing with windows water and water penetration and coming through the seals and through your sill. I mean, there's water intrusion from all your exterior doors, and there's a lot of problems that have to be solved. You know, we made a lot of mistakes years earlier, you know, allowing wood doors and these aluminum type windows to be installed that, you know, you put enough wind on it and it creates a gap that's going to allow water to get in. I mean, it's one of the major issues down here.
Yep.
Solving these problems is going to be everything. I mean, it's everything's different. You and me, we go out, we see a job site, and then we come up with a solution in order to solve somebody's problem, and it's different every day.
That excites me more than anything else.
It's the best.
Because, you know, I used to be in food business, and feeding people was my passion. But now, since, you know, I don't think I want to be a restaurant these days, it's very tough.
Did you put two free egg rolls in your bags?
No, hey, I put more than three egg rolls in my bag.
More than two? Okay.
But you know me.
Why are you not doing it?
I had folks that once they come in, you know, the hibachi, the cooking style and all that.
Oh, wow.
They come in, they so full by the time they leave. And I'm just joking. I'm like, well, you okay, Bob? Bob go, man, I hate you. He's so miserable after, like, eating so much because it's fresh, it's hot. And we don't skim on portion.
Oh, good.
And I ain't one of those that skimping on portion.
That's the places I like.
And, you know, we portion everything to the exact and big portion.
Good. Yeah, you eat until you want to die.
Yeah.
And did you own the restaurant?
I did.
And do you see how now you own this business, too?
Yes.
Do you see the mindset of someone that owns a business?
It's the same thing. It doesn't matter what thing. Business.
Or a go-getter. It doesn't have to be you own the business.
Absolutely.
Right? And but this is think your mindset. What is it that? What is the mindset of an owner?
Pretty much you wear all hats. You do what it takes. You don't give up. You fall, you get up. You fall, you get up again.
It's and all
get
lessons.
Up. And then you get up every morning and you know that you have something to accomplish. You don't stop until you get it done, period. And once you get it done, for me, it's very simple. I don't like feeling comfortable. When at some point, if I feel comfortable, that means I'm sliding. Yeah. I had to make myself uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Every day I had to look at, you know, say, what another option? What another way to do these things? What's another way to solve this problem? And I told my customer all the time, it's like, don't give me boring problem. That's boring. It's like, there's nothing for me to do besides measure and give you the price. That's give me something more difficult.
Wow, what an attitude.
That's dry me.
That's good.
And that's the, you know, that's
the food. Let me ask you a question. You ready?
Yeah.
Can you pass it over there?
Sure.
So what do you think about life?
What do I think about life? The main goal is to be happy. The main goal is to do what you want to do. As he was saying before, if you're not doing what you want to do, why are you still here? You know what I mean? And that might be harsh, but it's the truth because there's really no point in life if you're not happy. Yeah.
What is absolutely. The key indicator, like when you're hiring someone, what is the word you look for to see that, like make believe you're the owner, like Ty?
Okay.
I hope I said your name right.
Natalia.
Yeah. And what is the indicator? Let's see if anybody here knows the words you look for to when you give someone a project to do. What is the person that is the go-getter, right? What do they say versus the one that's not a go-getter? What do you look for? I just gave you a project to do. What does the person say that is not a go-getter? What are the words you can hear in their voice? And then when they don't complete the project, what is the one word you always hear too?
How do you do it? I mean, it's subjective, I guess, because...
What do you think?
You know, I hear a lot of excuses is what it is. Okay. It's excuses. It's going to be, I don't have the time. We don't have the budget. We just don't have the manpower. But I don't believe any of that. A lot of these companies, including mine, is built on the backs of somebody with a dream who wants to be completely different, who will put in the work, who will live in their car until they... feel like they got to where but you'll never get to where you feel like you did it. There's no actual point where you say, I've made it, if you're that kind of thinker. You're just
right, and then if you had that person who their way is not working,
mm-hmm.
and they still want to be stubborn and do it their way, and then you ask them nicely, where are the results?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like if you keep saying, and I'm going to tell you what the word is after he gets a chance to answer it.
Let's see.
We got to go to a traffic break. I'm going to give the answer after the traffic break.
Fantastic.
And then go ahead, Bobby. Traffic break.
The
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use a coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, 5:30 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Brian Cash Claus traffic report. Currently, Pinellas, we're just looking at some incidents. I-275 southbound past where the 4th Street off-ramp is closed. Northbound on the Hillsboro side, I-275 at the State Road 60 exit. And then at the Ashley Drive exit, we have two crashes in the shoulder. Also, southbound I-75, mile marker 38, two left lanes blocked there. Let's take a look up in Pasco. All we got really is our normal congestion with the construction up in Land O'Lakes, Dade City area there, US 41 and 52 intersections. So give yourself some extra time there. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight we're going to look for a low of 67 with only a few clouds. So how about that? That's a nice one with a high of 82 tomorrow. Currently, your temperature's 81 in Zephyr Hills, 82 in Dade City, and right here in downtown Clearwater, 79 degrees. Back to the Brian Cash Claus Show after these few messages.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations. 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard-sized vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Well, very good. So we know where the traffic is, and we're here.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, we're thankful we're here. There was one time I tried to get Bobby to, I was going to Tampa, and I was going to take Gulf to Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Bobby, I said, Bobby, can you tell them there's a major accident on Gulf to Bay? Avoid Gulf to Bay with all. And then also going to the airport, there's an exit. And what'd you say to me, Bobby?
I said he's a liar. No, I'm sorry. I looked at my map.
That's it. Yeah,
no, he wouldn't do it.
No. Could we get in trouble for that? I guess we could.
I think
well,
we could.
No, but yeah. But what stations do say, and you can say this, if they're doing a traffic report, I can say, traffic see traffic problems, call us 727-441-3000, and we will do it as a courtesy because go. Brian said we can.
That's right.
Because it's his show.
It's his show. But I should say it, not you, right?
Yeah. Right. If you were gonna, if I'm doing a top of the hour one at some random time of the day, then I probably won't just take anybody's roving report out there.
Very good. So anyhow, so then what we were talking about is what indicators. It's like when the gas light goes on, right? Mm-hmm. That's an indicator, right? To say I need gas.
Yep.
Right. If someone's crying, right? It could be for happiness, too. But if you see them wailing, like crying, it's most likely it's an indicator they're sad, right?
Right.
There are indicators you can look out there. It's like when you go into a convenience store and you see a guy with a knapsack and you just know he has that homeless look, that's an indicator maybe that he's homeless. So would you agree there are indicators out there?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
So what is the indicator to look for where you're hiring someone that doesn't, because if you love what you do, right?
Right.
You've never worked a day in your life.
Pretty much it.
Right? Because you just said you do it with joy.
Yep.
And when the clock goes off in the morning, what do you call it?
It's an opportunity for another day.
That, wow, no one's ever answered that. First time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's that's called right. An opportunity clock.
Yeah.
Because when the alarm clock goes off, really, that's when the opportunity begins.
Yep.
Right.
Right? So what is the indicator that you're looking for when you hire someone, right, that when you hire someone that doesn't want to work?
When you hire somebody that
you just can tell that what it's his turn actually. Sure. How do they answer the question when they say to you they got to do a project? What words do you look for to see you have the wrong person?
They talking too much. Come up with different excuses and find ways not. Within minutes, I can spot that.
Okay, the word is have to.
Yeah.
Right?
Do I have to?
Like, say someone that passes coupon books out for me. I have to do this. Right? Oh, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I get to do this is what I'm looking for.
Instead of saying, hey, I can switch it around. I'm going to be passing out coupon books. Yeah. Oh, I look forward. I know it sounds stupid, but these are words. When you hear someone saying, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, I have to do this. I got a billion other things to do.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you just hear, like, why didn't you do this project that you were given to do? Here's the key word you always hear them saying. Can't.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I can't do it. Here's why I didn't do it.
Right.
What is that a cancer to a business?
Can't, I feel like it is, but have to, I feel like, you know, I don't know if I necessarily agree if you're going to do something you want to be successful, that you're never going to work a day in your life. I feel like it's hard. I mean, you have to push through it. There's going to be days that you want to quit. But same thing with an employee. You need to explain, you know, why you got into this in the first place, or what the overall vision of this is. And it's going to be about losing that motivation. I came from a military background also, and they call it being blue. And it's the feeling you get of pride because you have this overall vision and you feel a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think that's really what needs to happen also in the workforce, is you need to be re-blued.
Okay, that's good. I don't know if I'm saying the name right.
We have Malcolm on the line.
Malcolm. Yeah. Malcolm, you there?
I am. I'm here.
So you, being in the position you're in, right?
Yeah.
You would have to hire people. Is that correct?
I do.
Is that Jay? No. No. Anyhow, what do you look for when you're hiring someone that you feel... And I've been fooled too, by the way, because people can give great interviews, right? And just why can't that same person that did the interview
put that much effort into?
Right? I know people that are great at getting jobs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep.
They're great at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Malcolm, what do you look for when you hire someone? Well, now, keep in mind, tell people what you do, real quick.
Okay. Well, I'm Malcolm. I'm the manager at Discount Auto Tools right here in St. Petersburg.
Uh-huh.
And basically, when I'm looking to hire, because I am looking to hire now, a person can tell you anything they want to. They can put on a resume anything they'd like to. But my job is a hands-on job. I need to know that you know what you're doing. You know how to treat customers. You know how to treat their cars. Treat them like your own. And then come in and come to work and be at work on time. So these are the things that I have to look and see you perform other than what you hand me on a resume or you talk to me in an interview. So you can tell me all you want, but... if I feel a good vibe, I'm going to bring you in, and you have to perform.
Very good. You know, the guy, his name is John Paulette.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very influential in my business. This is 20 years ago. I've been doing this radio show now for 27 years. Wow. And I put out the magazine for 40. And the most influential person in my business, he was John Paulette. And he owned 5 Domino's. He turned around and sold them. Then he started a payroll company. He's a multi-millionaire. And do you know what he said when he hired someone, what he did? He said to the person, he didn't do an interview. He just walked right where the pizza dough was. He says, make me a pizza.
There you go.
Right? And like, you could do that too. I mean, maybe not though. Because then you have a lot of product that could be wasted.
In the car and quit.
Right, but someone says to you, like, car stereos and window tint. Oh, I know how to do it. I've been doing window tinting for years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then at that point, you just say, okay, tint that window right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Same thing with you with the gutters.
Yep.
Or the same thing with you with windows.
Absolutely. I call them working interviews.
Mm-hmm. Working interviews. What do you think of that, Malcolm?
I love it. That's what I strive on. I need to see you in action. If I say something, if I can say, okay, here's a simple car, put a radio in, and I'm not going to look over your shoulder, just call me when it's done. And I'll time them, see how long it takes. And everybody's nervous at first. And that's just a given. But other than that, if he can put that radio in and he didn't sweat and he came to me with a smile with no worries, then I'll look further into him and I'll probably just give him the job and put him on a trial basis as we go along.
I like it.
Very good. That's very good. What do you think of that?
That's good. Hand-on train, hand-on, pretty much on-the-spot testing.
Right.
So for me, it's very simple. You know, words, people say a lot of words that describe what they do, what they can do, they've been, whatever the case might be. It doesn't mean anything to me. What can you do for this company now? That is more important. Now, I'll put you out there, do it. You know, our guys are so quiet, they come, work, do the work, go home. That's it. They don't really, and I like people like that for me, for our company. They just come in, say hi, this is what we do, done, go home.
Or did they say Ty?
No. No. They don't say anything. They don't.
Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty.
Yeah. Has anybody ever said that?
Yes. That's one of my
Really?
Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty.
Yeah.
Mai Tai. Isn't that a drink?
It's almost a drink, yeah.
It's almost a drink.
Mai Tai is a drink.
Oh, you need to look into that.
Maybe we can make a drink.
I know.
Call it Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty. Absolutely.
Hi, Ty, low Ty. Malcolm?
I'm sorry.
His name is Ty, so he says when people come in the office, they say hi.
Hi, Ty.
But then why don't they just say hi, Ty?
Yeah.
Why are we here, hi, Ty? And then hi, Ty says to make money and help people succeed.
That's it.
And to better people's lives.
Yeah.
Happy customer is the best customer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. And then what happens is let's just say someone's not doing well. What they call that is self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had someone in self-pity? I've been in self-pity. Right, and one of the things, what is the indicator to find out if someone's in self-pity? Does anybody know?
This is Malcolm. Someone who makes excuses for not doing a proper job and not being able to do what they say they can do.
What do you think, Ty, whatever your name is?
They play blame. The customer don't want to buy, the customer not ready. Multiple reasons. The customer not so good, you know. It just excuses after excuses, and you know sometimes you get a funk, and I've been in funk too. But you have to wean your way out of it. There's no one else can bring you. You have to pick yourself up, and that is the true test when you're down.
Right.
If you go to several sales and you don't make a sales, and your mind playing trick on you, you better get out of mind. And that's one of the things that I do to this day.
You know? Don't quit before the miracle happens.
No.
Okay, tell us what you do for self-pity. Real quick.
I'm sorry. So explain the situation for me.
Let's just say someone's in self-pity, right? Do you know what self-pity is?
Yeah.
Right, where they're feeling down?
Yeah.
Malcolm gave a good answer too, right? And then Ty, what is your answer? One, what is self-pity and how do you come out of it?
So my take on self-pity is obviously just thinking you can't do something. Going through the runs of not being able to do something might put someone in self-pity because they then just think they forever can't do it because they couldn't do it the first time. Maybe they just need a little direction from somebody that can do it or has done it. And just an explanation of how to get to the finishing line, I guess. Self-pity is pretty easy to overcome when you actually have a motivator to get you there, because that motivator can motivate you if you don't have the motivation to do it, so
right.
on and so forth.
So money could be a motivator.
Yeah, of course.
Like, so if someone had a company credit card, let's use that as an example,
okay,
and they could pay all their bills with a company credit card, there's the money motivator is not there to change.
Sure.
Because they can just pay their bills, there's no consequences.
Sure.
Right? So then how do you get someone that has like an owner type deal to like where Ty's involved, right? Where he's the owner. How does he, and he has the company credit card, how does he get out of not being in self-pity?
Well,
In other words, have consequences.
From an owner's standpoint, they are their own success. For self-pity, from an owner's standpoint, I guess you have to turn to other ways of getting out of it. And then that's just going to be coaching yourself, playing back points where you couldn't succeed, and finding out what you did wrong to get you out of that.
Right.
And
that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, how would you say to get out of self-pity?
You know, it's going to be motivation. I mean, I wouldn't say that a company credit card, of course we want to all be comfortable and we all want to, you know that our bills, but I don't think that's the exact thing that's affecting how you perform at your job necessarily. Sometimes you can say that somebody who's underperforming, I mean, you can throw more money at them, but they're not going to increase the amount of workload. They're going to keep saying, why me? It's a mindset. It's not necessarily like, oh, I can't because I don't have enough money. It's going to be a thing because I can't believe it because I don't believe I can, or I don't know exactly what the overall vision is, and I'm not a believer in the direction we all need to go. So
good. Hey, Malcolm, you there? Is Malcolm still there?
His light's still on.
Yeah, hey, Malcolm.
Yes.
Tell us the car stereo business. What is the hardest thing to run your car stereo and tint business? Like, where are you located, how long you've been in business, and why should someone do business with you?
Well, I've been in business, well, the company, I'm not the owner, I am the manager. I've been the manager here. Actually, I've been working here for about 7 years. The car business, car stereo business is going great. The tint business is good. Our hardest thing to do right about now is one of two things. One is firing dependable workers.
Wow, what a subject we're talking about, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know, that's the number one answer I hear from business owners when I usually say that. Just real quick, Malcolm, I'll say, what is the hardest thing about running your business? And they always, without doubt, the first thing, almost not all the time, of course, but they'll say qualified workers.
Exactly.
And then what happens is you don't want your qualified worker you don't want an unqualified worker to be your partner. Because you can fire them, right?
Right.
Right. So you're stuck. Right?
Yeah.
And I've had that happen with business owners too.
No worse feeling.
Right. Yep. The one owner does all the work and gets everything done. And then the other partner says, can't, and here's why I can't do it.
Exactly.
Right. And then so, well, how do you overcome that? Oh, my God. Good. Jay's here. All right. So how do you overcome that, Malcolm?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't been able to. All I can do is...
That gets a laugh.
Yeah. I mean, the crew that I have, they're a wonderful crew. And they do the best they can. And we just throw out quality work. And that's all we can do.
Now, how many people do you have working there?
Right now, there's 5 employees total, counting myself. I normally have a crew of 12 to 13.
Wow, you're a big operation.
Now,
yeah. That's pretty good.
Now, we're right here, 4720 66th Street North, right in Pinellas Park.
So, and name of your company?
Discount Auto Tunes.
Very good. So that was really, you sound like a sharp cat. You know, one of the things when you want to, Jay, you there? You lost him?
No, I'm here.
Okay, just real quick. I'm just going to say just real quick. Jay, he dresses up as a pirate. Huh. Have you ever seen someone like gratitude? You know, the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for, right? And the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. Jay's treasures, right? I'm going to just say this. When someone walks in the room, do you see joy in their face and joy?
Yep.
Like there's a sunshine around them?
Yep.
This is this guy, Jay. I'm going to talk to you in a second, Jay.
Okay.
But that's Jay's treasures. He brings joy in to wherever he goes. You just know it, right?
Yep.
And he's the type of guy, he'll say, why I completed a project. You know, I came over 5 obstacles, but here's why I completed it. Not if you get hit with one obstacle, the project's done, right? So what I was going to say just real quick about self-pity is, how you know someone's in self-pity is that they hurt. Hurt people hurt people.
Yep.
Think of it that way. So someone you love, right, is in self-pity. What they're most likely going to be doing is hurting you. When you see someone being mean or hurting another human being, most likely they're in self-pity. And what that means is that their expectations aren't being met, right? Because we all have expectations. If you get your expectations down, there's a good chance you won't have self-pity. But then you have to have is another, that moves up and down, right? Real quick, expectations. But what doesn't move up and down is imagination and desire, right? So if you get your imagination and your desire, they're called, I forget what they're called, actually. I think they're
Hopes and dreams.
Hopes and dreams. If you get your imaginations and your desires down with your expectations, what's going to happen is you're going to be really depressed. So if you can get your expectations to get higher, you can still imagine, right? And you still have desires. That'll keep you out of self-pity. And what the hardest thing to do is when you see someone in self-pity and they're hurting you, and especially if you love them, the hardest thing to do is when someone's hurting you is to come at them with love, right? Because where love is, God is. Right. Ed, you want to say something? You want me to keep going? So the point is that if someone's hurting you, say to yourself this. Like, you know, we have mental illness, right? So we have physical illness. Someone's physically ill and they're dying and they're in the hospital, let's just say, and they throw up on you. Who here would get mad at them if they're terminally ill and they're physically ill and they threw up on you? Would anybody here want to say yes?
No.
Mm-mm. Jay?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Right. So what happens is...
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah. And you probably clean them off first. Mm-hmm. But what's the difference between physical illness and mental illness? Right? So mental illness, someone throws up on you with words, right? Do you want to live in the spiritual world or the material world? Because in the spiritual world, this is what you would say. And everybody say it after me, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sick person.
This is a sick person.
How can I be of help to them?
How can I be of help to them?
God, save me from being angry.
God, save me from being angry.
Thy will be done. Right? So now can you come at that person with love? Because that's the reason why you're in self-pity. Even when people come at you with love, you don't want to get it because you're in such self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way to get out of self-pity is to ask for help, right? And I'm not saying, oh, please help me, because I'm in self-pity. Be a man.
Yeah,
it's a moment of vulnerability.
Right, it's a moment of vulnerability. Be a man and say, I need help, right? God, can you help me, right?
Tell us.
Right, and then ask God to come into your heart with love, and that will get you out of self-pity. And also, you move a muscle... You change your thought, right? So get into action. Do something physical. Even to get out of self-pity might be take a walk.
Yep.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Exercise. Get those endorphins going.
That's great for you.
Get outside. Doesn't matter.
So, Malcolm, what do you think of what I said?
You know what? I can definitely understand that. I guess when you asked the question, I was looking at as far as other people, not personally. But I can see that as being a good thing. I'm definitely one person who normally will not have self-pity. I think I'm thankful for any and everything, capable of doing anything and everything I have. So I never have pity. So, but whatever you just said, it does make sense.
Okay. I could be wrong too.
Everybody has their own ways of coping with things.
Right. I'll say this real quick, just because we say other people. You know, what we got to do, it's an inside job. Mm-hmm. You know, and must. You think of the word must. It must happen in your mind.
Yep.
Before it's going to happen in your life.
Yep.
Right? The battle takes place in the mind.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? And nobody on the face of this earth can make you feel inferior without your permission.
Absolutely.
Right? And when you refuse to give others that permission, you start to accept yourself, right?
Correct.
And then once you accept yourself, what that does is remove a significant barrier for owners or workers to be successful, and what that young man said, happy.
Happy.
Don't let people rent space in your head, right?
Yep.
Because then you're wasting all that time and energy focused on what they're saying or doing, and you don't take that time to focus on the project.
Yep.
Right? So, Jay, give us some insight on what you think, what you got going on there, and what you want to accomplish.
All right. Well, I just figured it out. I just figured it out because right now I launched a program a few weeks ago on the radio that I wanted to go to different hospitals across America and do rock parties for them.
Huh.
You know, you think rock parties, you're thinking music. No, I'm talking about Stones, Fossils, Geo.
And Minerals, and yeah.
You know, dude, so I'm the treasure man. As a little boy, I found something buried in my backyard. I grew up and became the treasure man. So now I'm giving the treasure hunt back to the world, one stone at a time. Nice. So I think I jumped too far on that one, saying I want to do hospitals first, because it's the hardest thing to get into. So I'm taking a step back, and what I'm going to do is we're launching the program, but we're going to go to adoption agencies. We're going to go to abused families. You know, like the different counselor places that have them. We're going to go to special needs areas, and we're going to set up party events where either if they want to or not, we're going to donate costumes so they could dress up. And then if they want to or not, we're going to have bouncy houses and stuff. We're going to have sand mining center, geo breaking center, painting party. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have the biggest birthday party they ever had without being their birthday.
And that reminds me, I want to say something. Happy birthday to Bobby last week.
There you go.
And happy birthday to Jay, to you.
Thank you.
And happy birthday to Tammy.
Huh?
Where we made the mistake, you got to admit when you're wrong, right? And that's part of it. Have the courage to say I'm wrong. And not say I'm sorry either. What can I do to make it right? Because sorry doesn't cut it. What can I do to make it right? And for Tammy, we really should have thrown a birthday party bigger than what we did. I mean, we had stuff and all that, but we should have made a bigger deal out of Tammy's birthday party.
The whole remote and everything. And
yeah, we should have done more for Tammy, right?
Yep.
And that's just the truth. I mean, we had that thing you broke that went up in the air, right? And we had balloons.
Get her fireworks next year.
Go all out.
Like, I was thinking maybe even next week, let's just do a big birthday party for Tammy, even though it's 2 weeks later.
It's okay. She appreciates it.
Hey, never too early, never too late.
It'll be a surprise for sure.
Yeah, she's not listening.
You believe adoption agencies are already calling me for this rock party?
That is fantastic.
Wow.
They're already calling me, and I'm like, wait, I'm not ready yet. They want me to go to adoption agencies. I'm bringing a water mining center that I paid $5,000 for, and it recirculates water, and you mine for treasure with sand and everything.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I'm going to bring that to every event, but they're already calling me, and I'm like, hold on. So I need to get with you this week, Brian, and we're going to launch the program. We're going to get it all together. My buddy has bouncy houses, too, that he said he'll...
Hey, wait, just real quick. Does anybody need T-shirts? Or graphic artwork?
Oh, always.
Hey, young lady, come in here. Oh, we got to go anyhow. Okay, say goodbye.
Thank you for having me. It's been fantastic.
Say goodbye.
Give him.
Thank you for having all of us, honestly, from Caroli Windows and Doors. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, say goodbye. Hi, Ty, say goodbye.
Bye, Ty, say goodbye.
That's it. Tell us what you do.
I'm a gutter guy, but also the other stuff outside. So paver to screen to... drain to anything outside, landscaping.
And what do you do, young lady? We got like 10 seconds.
So T-shirts, autographs, young. We're located all up through the Tampa Bay area.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.